Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Hello, Marion.
Indiana Jones. Always knew someday you'd come walking back through my door. I never doubted that. Something made it inevitable. So what are you doing here in Nepal?
I need one of the pieces your father collected.
I learned to hate you in the last 10 years.
I never meant to hurt you.
I was a child. I was in love. He was wrong and you knew it.
You knew what you were doing.
Now I do. This is my place. Get out. Mohan, Temigru, Bulyanum.
All right, this is Jaesu from We Got the Geek. We're here at the Toronto Comic Con and very honored to be here with actress Karen Allen. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks.
Nice to meet you. I've definitely been following your career a long time, and as soon as I heard you were here, I just knew we wanted to try and interview you.
So. Oh, great, okay.
I just have to ask you, I know it's going back a ways, but what was your first initial reaction to reading the Raiders of the Lost Ark script?
I read just the one scene at the bar originally, and that's the scene I auditioned with. And so I kind of fell in love with the character and the story just based on that one scene. And then when they actually offered me the role in the film, they sent me the screenplay, which I was working on a film up in Northern California, and I had to very, very quickly read it with a messenger sitting in my room. And I was very intrigued when I read it. It was like, you know, I didn't really understand. You know, they said the title was Raiders of the Lost Ark. I thought, what a strange title, you know. But then I read the script, and I kind of understood what that was all about. And, it read very well the first time I read it.
What was your favorite part about playing the character?
I think that I just thought she was a very interesting woman, you know, in the 40s to be living in Nepal, running a bar, making money by drinking men under the table. I mean, just the setup of the story for her is so interesting. And it's so rich, you know, that we know that she knew Indy 10 years ago when she was just a young woman, and that she was very in love with him, and that he somehow broke her heart, and then because of situations, the two of them embark on this journey, and he's going to owe her money for this, and instead they end up, you know, kind of falling back in love again.
And very much as equal, too.
Yeah. I just loved the whole, you know, concept of it. I think I saw it in my mind as a little bit different film than what they had in mind. I think I read it and I saw Casablanca or something, you know, but that's all right. You know, I think it has an element of Casablanca in it.
Definitely. Now, it must have been a surreal moment when years later you get asked back for Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
It was, because, you know, there had been rumors for years that they might do another one, but, you know, I was originally only asked to do the first one, and I was told there were going to be three, and that Marion would only be in the first one because they wanted to go backwards in time. And so I had known that that was the situation, but beyond that, there really had never been any kind of plans to do a fourth one that I was aware of, although there was this rumor mill that kept going. And Spielberg told me when we were shooting that, you know, in a way, the only reason he made the fourth one is because no matter what film he made, no matter what interviews he did, the inevitable question always was, are you going to do another indie film? Are you going to do another indie film? And he felt as though people were not finished with the story. They wanted more, you know. So they got behind the idea of doing a fourth, and now it appears they've gotten behind the idea of doing a fifth. So
I was going to ask. I know they just announced it this week.
Yeah.
But would that be something you'd want to do?
Oh, I would love to do it. Yeah. I would love to do it, yeah.
That's cool. That's very awesome. Was Animal House your first movie?
It was, yeah.
I got to ask you, because we're in Canada, what was it like working with the great Donald Sutherland?
absolutely great. I mean, we were so privileged to have him in the film. He and John Landis went back a ways because John Landis, as a very young man, was so desirous to work in the film business that he flew over to Europe and basically, you know, went on to a set of a film that had, I forget what it was, but Donald Sutherland was in it, and he sort of wanted, he just volunteered to be a PA on the film and ran around and, you know, did everything from probably, you know, getting coffee for people to whatever anybody needed him to do. And he met Donald Sutherland, who I think was quite impressed with his energy and his willingness to kind of be in the film business. And so they had this history, and I think Donald Sutherland, you know, said yes to him. We were all thrilled. We felt very happy that he was in the film.
Oh, that's cool. That's great. And I got to ask you, who were some of your influences acting-wise?
You know, I had really no interest in being an actor until I was probably 20 or 21 years old. It never even crossed my mind. I had never met anybody who acted. I'd never met anybody who worked on films. I didn't know. So I started off in the theater the first 4 years I was in the acting world. And my influences were a Polish actor named Richard Czeslak was a huge inspiration to me. He was with the Polish Theater Laboratory and probably considered the greatest actor of his generation. He's passed away now, but he was a big influence. Liv Ullmann, who I adored as an actress, and I remember, you know, as a young actress, maybe when I was around 21, 22, just being completely mesmerized by her performances. I always loved Katharine Hepburn, always loved Ingrid Bergman, always loved Betty Davis. You know, there were a lot of actresses of the 40s that I grew up with. Loved Julie Christie, loved Natalie Wood, Joanne Woodward, Maureen Stapleton, you know, so many actresses of that, you know, that I grew up with as a child watching, you know, had a lot of impact on me.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Even before I knew I would ever have anything to do with that world. Yeah.
Oh, great. And one last question for you, and I know you've probably been asked this a billion times, but what was it like working with those snakes?
You know, it was okay. I don't have a particular fear of snakes, which is a good thing, you know, for somebody who's got to do a scene like that, because we really did spend about 2 weeks in that pit of snakes, you know, every single day, like 8, 10, 12 hours a day with the snakes. So if you were afraid of them, I can't imagine, like, what that would have been like. Most of them were not, you know, dangerous snakes. Most of them were pretty tame. You know, you could pick them up and hold them and, you know.
Okay.
But there were some. There were pythons on the set that would bite you, and you had to keep your distance from them. And there were cobras on the set that had to be kept in special boxes and handled very, very carefully. We had to have ambulances on both sides of the set.
Wow.
Detoxins and stuff, because you can't take the poison out of a cobra without killing it. So you can do what's called milking. They can bite an apple and they will, you know, some of the toxin will go into the apple, but they immediately start producing more toxins, so you can't ever make a cobra not poisonous.
Right.
So there's always a danger, you know, that something would happen where one might get loose and, God forbid, bite somebody.
Oh, right.
Which didn't happen, but that, you know, some of the pythons were very aggressive, and we had a few people get bitten by pythons on the set. They're not poisonous, but they have, you know, pretty wicked jaws. They, you know, they kill by strangulation.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, they bite you and then completely coil around you. You know, fortunately, that didn't happen.
I know my mom wasn't a big fan of me when I took her to see the movie and didn't tell her there was a snake scene.
Oh,
so.
She's afraid of snakes.
Not a big snake fan, but definitely we've bonded over these Indiana Jones movies.
Yeah, great.
So thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to us.
Sure.
Definitely the movie still holds up to this day. We just watched it last night,
and
definitely an honor meeting you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Pleasure.
To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.